Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Oral sedation is great for your short cases, and IV sedation should be reserved for your longer cases. And I've gotten to the point where I almost think it's the, I don't want to say the opposite, but IV sedation, in my opinion, is better for shorter cases.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and this week I have a special guest on, Dr. Tony Feck, and we are going to be talking about dental sedation. Specifically, we're going to talk about oral sedation and try to put a really good emphasis on the importance of leveling up to IV sedation. And the reason we're doing this is a couple of fold. One, it has been my progression and my journey. For those of you that are doing oral sedation and it's working great, I felt that for 22 years of my career. But the last 2 years, I've been adding IV sedation in the mix, and we want to share the differences and what that's meant for me in my practice. And the other part of it is we're living in a world where it's more and more commodity. Who doesn't do implant dentistry? Who isn't a cosmetic dentist? Who doesn't have CAD/CAM technology? Who doesn't have CBCT? Who doesn't have all of these things? So we're living in a noisier and noisier world where you have to do something to differentiate yourself to our patients. And there is no bigger differentiation than the ability to overcome fear and anxiety in the dental practice. And that's why I believe sedation has been such a huge part of my career and my progression, and I want you to understand and feel that too. So let's bring Dr. Feck on. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you, man. It's always great. You know, Tony and I were just talking on before we got on the podcast about how much younger he is than me, and how much more hair he still has than me. But you know, that's kind of the game. Hey, Tony, I do have a quick question. Is my record still standing of the person that needed the most sticks to get 20 patients? I needed 108 attempted sticks to get 20 sticks my week with the IV sedation training.
It's not the record, but it's awfully good.
Damn it.
I recall when you went through the course, we had to do an overnight order of IV catheters because we had exhausted our supply.
And then when you asked me to put one in a foot, and I was like, I can't get the one in the arm. How am I going to get one in a foot?
Yeah, the foot is just a hand that's a foot. That's what we say.
Yeah, so the reason I bring this up, for the longest time, I always had the fear of starting or doing IV sedation was the needle stick, getting that started, getting through that. Do you hear that very often?
I hear it all the time. And you wouldn't think you would hear that from dentists who give more injections than any other healthcare profession that exists. But something happens when you get outside the mouth and now you're going through skin that it makes them timid about that. But, you know, it's like anything else. The first time you do something and the next few times until you become confident, it's a new experience. You just have to get over that hump. And once you do, then starting IV is the same as giving an enteral injection.
Yeah, I concur with that. And the reason I brought up my 108 sticks, and it's true, it took me 108 attempts to get 20 sticks during my week with Tony at the IV sedation program. But now I've gotten to a point where it's just old hat now. Do I miss? Of course I miss. You know, but now I have a plan. I'm confident. It's just, you just got to get through it and you got to deal with it. And to me, that's one of the benefits of live training is you're not doing it on a mannequin. You're doing it on real patients and you get through that hump. And when I came back, you know, I overcame that. So let's back up for a second, Tony. So you've been doing dentistry for 40 clinic, you know, you've been clinical dentist for 40 plus years now. And let's take back to broadly and talk about sedation. How does sedation help a dental practice and how did it help your practice?
Well, the first thing it does is it helps a sizable portion of the population around where you practice. I don't care where you practice. The area is full of people who are anxious about having dentistry done. And even beyond anxiety, which is the main reason why we sedate patients, sometimes people want to be sedated because it's going to be a long procedure. It's going to be an invasive procedure. They want to get as much done as they can while they're in your office. And sedation is a way that you can help the patient. But what we found, like with anything else, it's a universal concept. You cannot help others without helping yourselves. And we found that sedation is a tool to allow practices to grow. It is a tool, like you mentioned earlier, that allows you to differentiate your practice from everyone else, which is the, you know, that's the best marketing message there is, what makes us different. It allows the practice owner to do bigger cases. Okay? Typically, sedation appointments are long appointments, very productive appointments, and therefore you can do more dentistry on fewer people. So you've got a better schedule. Most people would agree that seeing fewer patients, being less busy, yet more productive, is a more ideal schedule for a dentist. And a lot of dentists, they're beyond just drill and fill. They want to do certain kinds of procedures. So implant placement, full mouth rehabilitation, large cosmetic cases. These are all appointments that if your patient is sedated, it not only makes them more comfortable, it not only makes them more likely to say yes when you present that type of dentistry, but it allows dentists to do the kind of dentistry they want to do without needing as many, you know, patients every month to, you know, make their schedule work.
Yeah, you know, I heard so many things you said that we talk about on the podcast all the time. Number one, differentiation. That's part of the personal brand. Sedation is an amazing way to build your personal brand. Number two, we live in a more competitive world, so we have to stand out and we need more patients. Sedation, 50%, roughly speaking, maybe more, of the population doesn't go to the dentist due to anxiety. So that you can unlock a significant portion of the population there. Fewer well-planned visits. There's nothing better than seeing less patients doing as much dentistry. Number one, it's less chaotic and it's better for the bottom line. And number two, you're more profitable in doing that way, you know? And then, you know, so many of those things. Now, I will always believe and still sing till the cows come home that oral sedation is the gateway, the best and easiest gateway entry into sedation dentistry. How do you feel about that statement, Tony?
No, I totally agree. We have people that come to the course who just start right at IV sedation. But the majority of people start with oral sedation, and then that is just, IV is just the next logical step after a certain amount of experience. But oral sedation is simple. What's simpler than giving someone pills in your mouth? It's safe. It's very predictable. It provides not only anxiety reduction, but it provides amnesia. So the arguably the biggest benefit of being sedated is that the patient doesn't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember that you did dentistry on them.
Yeah.
So wait a minute, Tony. You mean we're supposed to give the pill to the patient, not to the dentist? My team's been doing it wrong all these years.
You know, it might be like equal distribution the first few cases.
Well, I will agree. Listen, I took the oral sedation training from docs, from Dr. Silverman, in 2001, I believe it was. And it served me unbelievably well until 2020, 2021. And I would argue that I didn't ever feel I had a need to add anything more. And so for those listening, we're going to dive into IV sedation here in a moment. For those listening, oral sedation is a great choice. I want to be very clear about that. But there will come a time, or there should come a time, where you need something a little bit more. And so, Tony, talk to us about when do you think is the right time or the right scenario where you're seeing most of the people graduate from oral sedation to IV sedation?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Well, first off, you mentioned something that is uncommon among dental leaders like yourself. And that is, you mentioned the fact that we have competitors.
Yeah, we do.
And I am so tired of hearing speakers say, oh, we don't have any competition. You know,
yes, man, we have car dealers, we have the way food costs, we have cruise companies, we have other dentists. We have everything out there is a choice. We have a finite amount of disposable income, and people choose where they want to spend that money.
And we do have dentist competitors. I mean, let's face it, a potential new patient is going to pick one of us. Okay. And so if you think about it that way, is it going to be me? Is it going to be someone else? If it's someone else, then that person has acted as a competitor. So to answer your question about when is it time to do IV sedation, oral sedation has become the standard. It didn't used to be. Back in 2001, when you were doing it, it was a small group of the marketplace that provided oral sedation. Now, thanks to Docs Education, some other companies, oral sedation has become a lot more commonplace and it's a standard of care if you own a dental practice. IV sedation, though, is still at that place where it differentiates you from your competition. So what does IV sedation do that oral sedation doesn't? The first thing it does is that it gives you more control because you can truly titrate intravenous medication. So it gives you control over time. It happens a lot faster. It gives you control over depth of sedation. It also allows you the ability to provide analgesia So most oral sedation techniques provide sedation, but they don't provide the analgesia beyond local anesthesia. With IV sedation, you can use an intravenous opioid in addition to your sedative drug. You can argue that if done properly, IV sedation gives you an extra degree of safety because you have access to the circulatory system and you don't have to worry about the first pass effect, which takes time, it reduces the potency of drugs, and makes it much more challenging to just get that ideal depth of sedation that you have when you have access to the patient's bloodstream. You can also say that if you were to ever need to administer emergency medications, having access to the patient's bloodstream is going to give you more effective use of any emergency drug.
Yeah, so a couple of things before we continue on. For those of you that are listening at this point, you're interested, at the end of this week's episode, I'm going to provide you guys a discount code so where you can save money on training to get IV sedation or oral sedation or your oral sedation recertification done. If you don't mind, Tony, I'd like to share some of my experiences with IV sedation. And because I didn't ever think I needed it, okay? Because look, I was doing surgical cases with oral sedation. I was doing large restorative cases with oral sedation. I was doing basic dentistry with oral sedation. I thought it was fantastic. And it has been, and it was. But I've gotten to, now with IV, here's what I've noticed. What I kept telling people and what I kept hearing from others is that oral sedation is great for your short cases and IV sedation should be reserved for your longer cases. And I've gotten to the point where I almost think it's the, I don't want to say the opposite, but IV sedation, in my opinion, is better for shorter cases. And I'll give you an example. This week, I had a patient that needed a single implant. In the past, we would give the oral medication and they would have to, we'd probably typically sit around 30 minutes to an hour for that oral medication to fully take effect, to get the patient where I was comfortable and they were comfortable, and then we'd get started. Now we have our patient take a little bit of oral medication before they come in. So they're somewhat, you know, have a little bit of a sedation effect when they come into the office. We start our IV, and I was literally doing the implant 8 minutes after I got the IV started. And I had the patient out the door before we would normally even get started with oral sedation. So talk to us. Is that a pretty common experience, Tony?
Yeah, and I think you're right on. If it's a short appointment, IV sedation is better because things happen faster. So the patient gets sedated quicker, but if things get into the bloodstream faster, then they also get out of the bloodstream faster. So we can dismiss the patient, and the lasting effects of that sedative is going to be shorter in duration than if we used oral sedation drugs. But we use IV sedation for short appointments and for long appointments as well. But you do have to be aware of the fact that IV agents don't last as long, and therefore you are going to have to administer doses much more frequently than if you were doing oral sedation. Yeah. Some other things about IV sedation that I think are worth mentioning is that any of the challenges that accompany oral sedation, and oral sedation is great. I did oral sedation for 20 years, and I can honestly say I never had a failed sedation appointment. However, we had challenges. Challenges like the hyporesponder. Okay, some people take a lot of oral medication for whatever reason. And we can address the hyporesponder much easier with IV sedation because the drugs are more potent than IV. The patient that is a diabetic is much more easier managed with IV sedation. Because these patients, if we're doing oral sedation, then we actually allow them to eat a small meal prior to the appointment and take diabetic medication. But with IV, we withhold the diabetic medication and allow them to be NPO because we have more control over preventing hypoglycemia because we are using IV fluids that have 5% dextrose in them. IV is also nice because if we need to prevent nausea and vomiting in people who are prone to nausea and vomiting, then we can use drugs in that IV. We can put steroids in that IV. We can put antibiotics into that IV. So it just gives us more control over the patient's status and gives us faster sedation as well.
So here's something I hear a lot. So there's a couple of more things I want to talk about in our time. I want to talk about some other fears that we have so we can help people overcome those fears. Let's talk about some basic regulations that people have to adhere to. Broadly speaking, every state's going to be different. And then let's talk about the next step where they can get the training and everything like that. Okay. The other fear I hear is there's so many medications. These are the things I had. Let's just be honest. Okay. There's so many medications. There's so much to learn. It just seems so much easier to give them one, you know, little blue pill or one, you know, that's not Viagra I'm talking about, but one Halcyon / Triazolam and they call it a day. Once you experience IV sedation, I just didn't go back. So talk to us about this complexity or this fear of complexity. And now you start talking multiple drugs and things like that. And that's what used to make me say, you know, that's why I don't do this, is because I have to use multiple drugs.
First of all, we try to keep it simple.
Yeah, and I will agree with that.
Better. Okay. There are curriculums, courses that teach IV sedation that have a long list of drugs. And to me, that makes everything more complex. And complex doesn't make things better. It just makes things more complex. So if we can keep things simple, then there are fewer places for things to go wrong. So we really teach one sedative drug. We teach one analgesic drug. We teach one anti-emetic drug. We teach the reversal agents for our sedative drug and our analgesic drug. And that's it. Okay. This is not Mueller endo. This is pretty straightforward stuff.
Yeah. And I agree. So that's the technique I've learned. That's the technique I'm using. And to give kind of give idea to people about the procedures I'm doing with IV sedation now, I initially wanted to do it for my complex, more advanced surgical procedures. That was the impetus for me getting IV sedation. And what I found is I basically only do IV. I do a combination of oral plus IV sedation for my patients, but single tooth implants, onesie twosie implants, full arch implant cases. Those are the kind of cases that I'm doing with IV sedation where I felt I needed more control than just oral sedation. I needed to be able to control the levels. Like, for example, when I'm getting ready to do bone reduction, I'd like them to be a little bit more sedated. I'd like them to have a little bit more analgesia during that time period so that they can be more calm and relaxed. And then kind of when we get into the suturing part, I can taper them back up to where they're kind of starting to wake up so that we can get them out of the office and back to their home, their comfort place, sooner. So that's kind of where we're at. Are there any other major fears that you think you want to address for the audience that's listening?
Well, a lot of people think that if you're doing IV sedation versus oral sedation, then there is greater risk to the patient. And that's really an unfounded fear. There's no greater risk. Both types of sedation are incredibly safe. I mean, I'm in the field teaching this, and I have been for many years. So I'm very much in tune with any adverse events that are happening in dentistry relative to sedation. And it's adverse events are extremely uncommon. And when they do happen, it's not the technique as much as it is the selection of the patient. And so if we properly select our patients and we adhere to the principles of conscious sedation, where our patient is conscious at all times, then this is arguably the safest type of dentistry that we can perform. And just because we have an IV in someone doesn't make it riskier. Yes, are the drugs more potent because we are going directly into the bloodstream? Yes, but that comes down to the dosages and the intervals in between those dosages. If we adhere to that, then I can argue that if you want to keep your patients safest, everybody should have an IV in them.
Yeah, every time they should just walk around with an IV in them. All right, so Tony, now let's talk broadly speaking in this situation. What does a practice need to have, maybe differently than oral sedation, and from a regulation perspective, to add IV sedation to their practice?
Well, the training requirements are obviously different. Okay? They're greater. And it's going to involve at least 60 hours of didactic training and at least 20 successful IV sedation cases in that training. Some states, it might be a little bit more. So you get the training. DOCS is unique in that we provide our IV sedation training over the course of 4 days, 3 days of actual patient treatment. So you're not out of the office as much as you might be with another course. We also have a very high instructor to student ratio. So you get your training. Beyond that, you are going to need an upgraded level of monitoring. So with IV sedation, you may need to upgrade your pulse oximeter, and you need to be monitoring heart rate, oxygen saturation, blood pressure, and expired carbon dioxide. And these machines also have an ongoing EKG that is being monitored as well. You need the IV sedation drugs. You need the IV fluids, the bag, the tubing. You need tourniquets. You need IV catheters. You need an IV pole. And that's it. There's an investment at the beginning, but the ongoing costs for IV sedation are actually very minimal.
Yeah, what I call the disposables are pretty light in that situation. What about most states have differentiation between oral sedation permit and an IV sedation permit? So most states do they require an on-site visit for IV sedation? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, so states have, almost all states have adopted the recent ADA guidelines, which has gotten rid of the old distinguishing by the method of administration. It used to be you had an oral sedation permit and you had an IV sedation permit. So now they've gone to minimal, it's all about the depth of sedation.
Yeah.
But a lot of states are adopting what the ADA recommended, I think back in 2017, that says if you want to do moderate sedation, then you need to take a 60-hour course that has 20 patient experiences.
Gotcha.
With that. And so gone is the days where we distinguish between how we administer it.
All right, let's talk about DOCS real quick, okay? So let's talk about the education platforms. Obviously, look, I want to be very clear. There's lots of choices out there. There are lots of great programs out there. I don't believe there's ever any bad programs, but I may be wrong about that. And what we did at 3D Dentist, for the longest time, we were teaching oral sedation in our curriculum. And what we were running into was the various state regulation, the various rules. And frankly speaking, I didn't want us to have to deal with all of that. And so I looked to Dr. Silverman and Docs Education. I said, let's partner together. So that we can do this better. Because here's the reality. That's where I went to learn my oral sedation from. That's where I went to learn my IV sedation from. And so they have an organization where they know the state regulations. They prepare the paperwork for you. They get everything tidied up to give it to you to where you just basically forward it to your governing board and along with your application that you fill out. And that pretty much takes care of everything. Does that sound about right, Tony? Is that kind of how this process works?
Yeah, we work very hard, not only to provide quality education, but also to make it as easy to digest as possible. how can we streamline this so that practice owners don't have to pay more than they have to, don't have to take more time out of their practice and their personal lives than they have to, and how they will have not only the support in learning, but the support ongoing as they implement this and take care of their patients. So it really is a very comprehensive company approach to sedation education for dentists.
It's what you guys do. It's what you guys are known for. It's in the names for God. It's in the name for God's sakes. So that's great. So, all right. So Tony, I'm doing oral sedation. T-Bone's talked to me so long about IV sedation. I'm ready to do it. What's the next step?
Yeah. Contact docs, docseducation.com. And, it's very simple to go through the steps. You can contact them through email. You can contact them through the phone. And then they'll have a course advisor. They can hook you up with the right education. We now have two locations so that people out west, they can go to Salt Lake City. Or if you really like to come to Kentucky and enjoy all the amenities that we have here.
Some of the best bourbon in the world.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So, and you don't have to drink bourbon if you come to our course, but if you do, we'll make sure that you have a taste of Kentucky.
Yeah. And then just to clarify, there's 60 hours of didactic training that's done online, correct?
Correct.
And then you have 20 patient experiences. And that's done over the course of 3 live patient days. And there's a 4th day, which I believe, if I remember correctly, it's review and ACLS is day 1 of the program, correct? So my out-of-office investment in time is 4 days away from my family and my patients and my practice that I can go to either Kentucky or Salt Lake City, and I can walk out of there with everything I need to, at that some point within a few weeks, to submit to my board so that I meet the board requirements for my state to be IV sedation eligible.
You nailed it. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, I think everybody should do this. And so here are the discount codes, okay? If you say, hey, you know what? I just want to get started in oral sedation. I'm not doing any type of sedation. I think it's a great place to start. Here's our 3D dentist discount. It's a $200 discount off of the Docs Oral Sedation Program, and the code is SUAGOSD. That's Sam Umbrella April George Oscar Sam Donut. I don't know why I used donut there, but I did. That tells you what I'm probably in the mood for right now. And if you say, you know what, I want to go all in, or I'm ready to upgrade or graduate to IV sedation training, it's a $1,000 discount that we've worked out for you guys. And here's the code for that. It's SUAGIV, Sam, Umbrella, Apple, George, Indigo, Violet. So that's the discount. So it's $1,000 off your IV sedation training, $200 off your oral sedation training. Docs does a great job. They have the legal team. They have the expertise. They have the infrastructure. And I've been very happy to partner with them and allow them to do a great job in service and support our mutual customers as well. Tony, anything else that you'd like to share with everybody? We got 40 years of wisdom in there, man. What else should people know?
You know, something I shared with you is that look forward to retirement. Retirement is something you earn, and it can be really good. And you'll know when it's time. But I'm still heavily involved in education. I love working with dentists. Nothing makes me happier. Nothing gives me more of a charge than working with dentists who want to learn how to take better care of their patients and are also looking for the benefits that it provides them as providers and practice owners.
Well, everybody, thank you, Tony, and thank you for all you've done for dentistry. Our profession doesn't get as far without people like you sharing that knowledge and sharing it in a non-academic setting, in the sense that where it's real world, it's real advice from people that are doing it on a day in and day out basis. And so thank you so much for that. So everybody, listen, it's time to add sedation to your practice, whether it's oral sedation, whether it's IV sedation, and never stop graduating. Continue to learn. You'll be shocked at what you can do with it, how it affects your practice, how it affects your patients, how it affects your overall success in practice. So I'll see you guys next week.